Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village 2017, it's a great pleasure for the first time to introduce Kerry Leeson Beavers and her son Keon from Ahlstrom Syndrome. Hiya, Kerry.
Hello.
Hi Keon.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hi there, both of you. It's Tracy as well. So as an introduction to everybody listening, could you give us some information about what you do and how you're involved?
Yeah. So I'm the National Development Manager for Ahlstrom Syndrome UK. So I'm personally affected by the condition as well. So my son Keon is diagnosed with Ahlstrom Syndrome. I've worked for the charity now since Keon was about 3 years old, and he's now 16, so for quite some time. So I support families throughout the UK who live with Ahlstrom syndrome, and at the minute we've got 75 cases diagnosed within the UK.
So it's quite a rare condition then?
It is. It's an ultra rare condition, and it's quite a difficult condition to diagnose as well.
What does that involve, the diagnosis?
So symptoms can vary, but potentially every organ in the body can be affected by the condition. So generally, young people are diagnosed with cone dystrophy from quite a young age. So they can often, first signs, they notice a nystagmus, so the eyes can wobble. And then they're often registered as sight impaired, but later on often then go on to being registered severely sight impaired. And the majority of young people do tend to lose their sight within their teenage years, although some people do manage to retain some useful vision later on in life. But also it can cause dilated cardiomyopathy, which is an enlarged heart, hearing loss as well, so dual sensory loss is frequent with this condition. Generally it tends to be a mild to moderate hearing loss, but with the severe vision impairment. It can cause obesity, diabetes, and problems with liver and kidneys as well later on. So it's very important that our members get a diagnosis as soon as possible. Then they can be referred to a specialist team of doctors and nurses and specialists.
So you're exhibiting at Site Village this year. So for people visiting the stand, what can they expect to see on your stand? And will you both be there as well?
Yeah, so on the Wednesday, me and Keon will be there. There'll be another representative from Ahlstrom Syndrome UK there on the Tuesday. So we're a national charity. We provide support to families, but also to the professionals working with them as well. So the information we have, hopefully will be useful to a range of different people. It's a rare condition. It's a complex condition. So wherever possible, we try and get the opportunity to raise awareness, because generally it tends to be visual impairment teachers, school staff that sometimes can make the link between the symptoms of a condition and often will come to ask for further information, because they may suspect that somebody in their care may have a condition like Ahlstrom syndrome. So we give out as much information as possible, also give out our newsletter about the support that we can offer as an organisation, but also looking at clinical guidelines as well that are produced by our specialist team in Birmingham. But then me and Keon will also be running a workshop on Wednesday, just talking about our top tips really of how we've lived our life really with a complex condition, but mainly how we've lived our life with a severe visual impairment. And Keon, he's a very confident young man.
I sure am.
And we've had challenges. But we've had lots of things that me and Keon are very keen to do, is to share our experiences in the hope that other young people coming through with sight loss will be able to take some of that information on board, and hopefully it may help them as they move forward. I mean, we're in a transition phase at the minute, and Keon has a very good transition plan in place. So we'd like to share some of that information, but also looking at some of the things that have worked really well for us. And Keon is very keen on using technology that he does like to share with people, because they're things that have really impacted on his life and enabled him to be quite an independent man now, which is something that's very important to Keon.
That's fabulous. And as we know via talk, that peer support is really crucial for parent and you know, themselves as well. The support that you offer as a charity, is that is a support for parents as well as the young people? Do they have different support networks?
Yeah, they do. So we so every year we hold a conference, and that's where we bring all families together to learn more about the condition. But actually, while we have the doctors there talking about the research and the new developments with the condition, actually the one thing that families get the most out of those events is the opportunity to be able to socialise with one another and to support one another. And hopefully that then is, you know, friendships moving forward. So they, you know, some of our families are in contact by phone. We arrange events throughout the year.
You can contact us by email.
We have a clinic in Birmingham as well, so our families can meet there as well. So we do a lot of work around children and young people through the different grants that we get from people who are children in need. But we also recognise the importance of having activities and facilitating our adults to come together as well, because obviously many of them sometimes can feel quite isolated in their own area. It's a very rare condition, but because of the sight and the hearing loss as well, we always try to facilitate some kind of event and promote, you know, well-being. Really, we'll always look at things like direct payments to try and get people out into the communities and things like that. So we offer a range of different services to families, really, but it's a patient-led service. So we regularly review the charity that, you know, that we're delivering, but that's shaped by what our families tell us they want and need.
Leon, your mum said that you're into technology and you like to share that with people. So you're obviously quite a confident and independent young man. So what would you say to people who are perhaps, you know, first, you know, diagnosed with Ahlstrom syndrome? I'm guessing you encourage them to be confident and everything.
Yeah, it's great. Best condition going.
I mean, you like to be independent, don't you? Yeah. Do you want to talk a bit about what?
I love direct payments. Because I have a carer called Captain, and he's brilliant with me.
And what kind of things do you do with Captain?
Yes, and watch fly bands and do shopping and whatever I really want to do, to be honest.
That's fantastic. How old are you, Keon?
16.
16. So you're doing all the things that other youngsters without a visual impairment would be doing anyway. So you're getting out there and living your life, aren't you?
Yeah. And I love rock music.
And what's your favourite piece of technology?
I've got a Phonak compiler, which connects to my hearing aids, and it connects to my phone as well. So. So I can use speech on my phone and it'll talk from my hearing aid, so it doesn't shout out to interview anybody else.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And that means that you can have privacy, doesn't it, Keon?
He has
a curtain on his mobile phone as well, so that nobody can see his text messages or anything on his phone. And he uses Apple products. So he's got an iPhone, so he's able to text on there. But then anything that he's texting or the text message he receives goes straight through his hearing aid, so that, because I think it's really important for young people to have some privacy as well, just as you would, you know, as any other young person would want. So this piece of technology enables them to be able to do that, to text them, to have, you know, private phone calls and email and actually Facebook as well, because Keon very much is into social media.
Oh, good on you.
Like any young person would be.
I also have an Apple Mac, which I use, and that's got VoiceOver on as well. That also links to my compiler.
Brilliant, that's great. So you're really independent and, yeah, doing everything, like I say, that other youngsters would do as well.
Yeah.
So if there are people listening that aren't able to get to see you at Sight Village but think that maybe your charity could be of benefit to them or somebody that they know, are there any contact details that you want to share with us?
Yeah, so we have a website. So the website is www.alstrom.org.uk, and Ahlstrom is spelled Alstrom. Or you can call our office number, which is 01803 613 117.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much, both of you, for joining us. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, both of you.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing people at Sight Village.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.